Chapter 3. "But I don't understand how that'll help," Wyatt said in a weak voice. He still kept the blanket around his shoulders and the third mug of coffee firmly between his hands, leaning forward to let the steam warm his unshaven face. "Wyatt, you're a good friend, so it pains me to point out your errors," Pryor said kindly before gesturing around the shabby cabin. "But this isn't doing you any good. You have a family to think of first and foremost, and a farm that's only half yours. Half of it still belongs to the government. But you're going to run it into the ground if you don't take care of it."
"I know.
Just can't seem to think of anything important these days. It's almost as if... nothing matters anymore," he said, staring down at the black liquid in his cup. Moira turned away and tended to the dishes to give the grieving man as much privacy as the cramped space allowed. She looked over to the wide, tall bed where the children were gathered, playing finger games with string, watching them laugh quietly each time the baby reached for their hands. Their quiet demeanors, even while playing, spoke volumes about the sorrow that had hung over this house since their mother had passed. She wanted nothing more than to grab them in her arms and kiss them until their hurts faded away. But no amount of tenderness from a stranger would ever ease what they had endured.
"Mr. Flynn, I know we've stated as much already, but we'll happily take the children for a while," Moira said, raising a hand to stop him when he tried to protest. "Not for too long, of course, but just until you feel more able to care for them. You've been through an ordeal, and we know 'tis hard to endure it. Mrs. O'Connor would also be glad of some children about her place, now that she's expecting her first child."
"No, absolutely not. Anna May would never want the children split up. They're a family. They're my only family."
He let his head drop to his chest as another round of tears pooled in his eyes. He was long past feeling ashamed of his grief, having tried and failed for so long to be brave.
"You're right. Of course you are. Then Mrs. O'Connor and I will share the duties. She'll take all three for a time?"